And he come up, all three have tried to come up. I said, how about breaking that piece there for me? He said, yeah, you know that'd make damn good okra wood. And I said, I'll plant the whole thing in okra. I'll plant my peas and all out here in front of the house. And when I got back there, he done broke it and had them to have. And he said, while they were before they had it, I had five extra sacks of yarn. I just let them put it out there for you. And I said, what? He said, stroll it by hand. Said, you got five sacks out there. And so he got it had in. And the damn right thing that would let me pay him for none of it. He said, I want a mess of okra. Which he did get four or five mess of okra.
Yeah.
And shoot, I'd come work all day. Me and Jimmy wanted to take in. They'd have three or four bushel pick, and we'd carry it over that to the other side of Eufaula.
Yeah.
And hitting butter beans. I planted both kinds of butter beans there, special ones and the white ones. I'd carry all that one time, one evening, I'd take two loads over there, and I sold every bit of it. I sold $212 worth in one evening.
Yeah.
Okra and peas. Butter beans, I got. I just load the back end of that Oldsmobile down, and that 53 Chevrolet too. I just load them down and carry them over there. I got, and they take every one of them.
You must know the land of Quitman County and this county by the back, like the back of your hand.
All of it. There's enough tin over there in Quitman County where we made liquor to cover. Put a tin top all over Quitman County. I know right now where there's 35 in one place. Them big 20s.
Yeah.
You think I'm just telling you for a joke, but there's enough tin over that of old liquor still to put a top all over Quitman County.
Yeah.
To cover the whole thing. If I help take and build the biggest stuff.
You know old J.C.
Yeah, I've seen him here a day before yesterday. They were taking care of David back up down to Columbus. An old buddy I got, they got him braced from down here up. I got him and Martha both was up there and when I was getting the check cash.
Yeah.
I said, well, how did Martha get along? She said, there she is. She come running there grabbing her. Oh, J.C., he got mad at her. She said, now, God damn it, you can't hug her like you used to. I said, I wasn't hugging her. She was hugging me.
Yeah, now, J.C. had himself an operation a while back.
Yeah.
But he got stopped for it. What did they, now tell me about the sort of stuff they make around here. I mean.
What?
Well, I mean, what did they call it? Did they call it, did you ever hear us people talking about the place where they'd sell it? Did folks used to make a lot of it back in the old days? Do you remember?
Yeah, Lord. They know they used to order it. You know, they didn't know. I was, it was in 1921. 22, Papa Tate and Hobbs, Rance Davis, and paid him 75 cents a day. That was top wages to just stay there. And he trimmed out hickeys and all, and taken and put the beer up and put it on the stove and gallon kettles and all like that, and worked out about 3 months.
Yeah.
And Ed Jones wanted mad, my sister next to my oldest, and he's come over to come from Quitman County up here, and he'd been helping up there at old man John Pierce and them make liquor and everything. And he told Papa talking to him, and Rance was out there talking, and Ed went down and told him, hell, you don't never make no liquor like that. Said, fill it up, and he, you know, at that time, he put it over a gallon kettle, and now he got his beer run to get hot, and it run right on out. Ed went down there and we had making syrup after, I don't know, 800 or 900 gallons of syrup every year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than that. Had all them skimmings and all. Ed come over there and started messing around him, gonna come in to see Lila. He went down and told him, he said, Jim, let me tell you one thing. He says, I'll make up some of that beer what you got out there. Said, Rance ain't gonna never make none.